Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Very special chat we're going to have here today, along with Dr. Brand and I, is Kat Kurtnick, NCAA intern in public and media relations. Kat was a former student athlete at Wisconsin River Falls, where she played volleyball. Both of you, welcome today.
Good to be with you, Josh.
Let's discuss the internship program, Dr. Brand. This is a very valuable part of the association, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. It gives an opportunity for very skilled young people interested in a career in sports administration or related areas to work at the NCAA for a year. And I have to tell you, it's a very competitive program. Lots of people want to join. And those who do join have, at least I've been told, and Kat, she's a rookie here, but she's just starting this year. But the people that I've come across in the last several years have not only enjoyed their time on the campus here, but I've also very much enjoyed their opportunities to move on and to get good jobs. Weren't you an intern?
I was an intern just a short while ago. I was actually in Kat's department. Now, Kat, a couple of months ago, you were still on campus finishing up your college career. What's the transition been like coming from being a student and a student athlete to the professional world?
Well, it was quite a whirlwind, to say the least. Going from classes every day of my life and playing volleyball to coming to the corporate world, it was definitely a transition. It's probably been one of the greatest experiences, though, just having that transition. And learning how to relate teamwork and passion and communication skills from the court to, I guess, the cubicle or to the meeting room. So it's been a great experience, and just learning how to network with people and meeting people and how to survive and be successful in this kind of world.
What have you learned since coming over here, being on the other side of things with the NCAA?
I think one of the biggest and most valuable things I've learned is how to connect with people and how to communicate more efficiently and more effectively. From being a student athlete to communicating on the volleyball court, from to coming and communicating with people that have had so much more experience and knowledge than you, it's just a wonderful opportunity to be able to absorb that and to learn and grasp on to a career I actually want to pursue.
Dr. Brand, we have 14, 15 interns that come here every year, and I want to be clear, and from experience, and Kat, you can hopefully back me up on this, we do real work in the internship program. This is a valuable part of the association.
Oh, absolutely, you do real work, and we keep you busy, but I think the interns as a whole bring a lot to the national office. They bring the direct experience, immediate direct experience of what's going on campuses. You know, the NCAA is a higher education association, although we're not located on a college campus. And the ability to have people here who have just spent some time on a college campus leavens the mix. It really brings some reality checks to what business we're doing as well. So I think it's a very important program, not just to help people get started, but very important in terms of the work of the NCAA.
And in terms of getting started, of course, many of our interns go to our member institutions and become administrators.
Many go to member institutions, some go to conferences, some go to the corporate community for those kinds of businesses that are related to either college or professional sports. As far as I know, they've all gotten great jobs and got a good head start on their careers. And as I said, it's very competitive to get an internship. A lot of people want to do it. We have some people like Kat, who apparently just came from a college campus. Others have had graduate experience. We have people come in with law degrees, MBAs, some of whom have even been out for a year or two on a campus and want the internship. So it's a good mix of people.
Well, Dr. Brand is right, Kat. This is a very competitive and prestigious program, so you're in a great position. Do you have any idea what you'd like to do after this year?
Well, I've gotten asked this question many times this is the last month and a half. I'm not exactly set on what I want to do someday. I'm kind of using this as a giant stepping stone, I guess, to learn what faction of intercollegiate athletics I actually want to be a part of. I've always kind of wanted to do the athletic director / volleyball coach route. I've had interest in working in like public relations at a conference office, or even maybe someday doing ESPN or something in the media industry. I'm keeping my options completely open at this point.
Well, that sounds good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can always tune into the AA Zone, where Kat has made her presence felt quite quickly with some exceptional work on the blog, and we're grateful for that, Kat. And Dr. Brandt, thank you so much, both of you, for joining me.